endeavors and musical moments to business achievements. Trophy Time, they're more than just trophies. Additional information available on the web at trophytime.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says more rain is in the forecast. 65 our temperature right now, a high of 74 expected today. Ed'll have details on the weather in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. An antitrust lawsuit against two large Champaign-Urbana health clinics has been allowed to go to trial. The suit alleges Kyle Clinic Association and Christie Clinic conspired to reject new Medicaid clients in an effort to boost the rate at which the state reimburses the clinics for Medicaid. Healthcare advocates charge that the move forced some patients to go without care or pay more for it. Scott Mulford is a spokesman for Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, who filed the suit. He read from a statement saying they'll move ahead.
The court's decision will allow us to continue our efforts to ensure that the 20,000 Medicaid-eligible children and adults in Champaign County have health care choices and can readily obtain quality primary medical care.
Carl and Christie say they did nothing wrong. A Carl spokeswoman says they're looking at the ruling before they comment. The ruling comes 9 months after a judge dismissed the attorney general's original lawsuit. In that dismissal, Judge Richard Klaus allowed the AG to refile their complaint. And yesterday, Judge Klaus denied Carl and Christie's motion to dismiss the new case. Illinois House members will return to the Capitol next week to vote on a possible lease of the state's lottery to a private firm. Sean Crawford has more.
It appears the lottery privatization could be the best hope for getting what's known as a capital program that would take care of infrastructure needs. Illinois would allow a private firm to run the lottery in return for paying the state a fixed amount. That money would be used to leverage billions of dollars in construction projects. Gary Hannig of Litchfield is the House Democrats' top budget negotiator.
There's nothing really else out there. No one's suggesting we can raise the gas tax or that we should raise any other taxes. It appears that the lottery may be the way we fund a capital bill simply by default.
Hannig says there is still work to be done before the special session gets underway on Wednesday. That includes making sure schools continue to benefit from lottery proceeds and figuring out the list of projects that would be paid for under the plan. Republican votes will also be needed, so the GOP will have a seat at the negotiating table. It's uncertain if the Senate will also convene. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Blagojevich administration might try to recover a $1 million grant it says was mistakenly given to a private Chicago school. And city building officials say the Loop Lab School can't reopen at new quarters in downtown Chicago because of fire safety violations. Governor Rob Blagojevich says aides mistakenly gave $1 million to Loop Lab School after its rented space at Pilgrim Baptist Church was gutted by fire in 2006. The Department of Commerce and Community Affairs has been investigating how it got the grant. Spokeswoman Ashley Cross says the school has until Friday to satisfy issues about the grant before the state tries to recover the money. The downtown space the school bought with the $1 million has fire hazards, and the city won't let the school open. A group of Champaign-area firefighters are part of the relief effort as the Gulf Coast recovers from Hurricane Gustav. Six firemen from the Champaign and Savoy departments, as well as an incident command vehicle from Champaign, left early yesterday morning for Louisiana. They're expected to relieve firefighters who have been helping with evacuations, cleanup, and other recovery efforts since before Gustav hit. Champaign Fire Deputy Chief Eric Mitchell says he expects a 1 to 2 week deployment. He says that pales in comparison to the several weeks local firefighters spent assisting after Hurricane Katrina 3 years ago.
They responded to emergencies in the cities. Then on their off time, they actually went and helped with some cleanup. They helped some New Orleans firefighters who had lost their homes or helped them clean up their areas. And so they were quite busy while they were down there.
In 2005, more than 1,000 firefighters, paramedics, and fire support staff from across Illinois went to the Gulf Coast as part of the Katrina recovery. The group from Champaign this week is part of 250 Illinois firefighters assigned to the area through the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, or MABUS. The group reported last night to Louisiana State University and was assigned to various sites. Kellogg hopes to boost its production in the Midwest through the purchase of assets of plants in Illinois and Indiana. The Michigan food maker says it will integrate brownie products at Gardner, Illinois, and Indie Bake products at Sealyville, Indiana, into the U.S. snacks operation. Financial terms were not disclosed. About 150 Indie Bake and brownie employees joined Kellogg when the deal closed. Kellogg says it expects to add about 300 new full-time and contract positions at the Sealyville facility, about 5 miles northeast of Terre Haute. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, some more rain coming. Rumbles of thunder you have in the forecast. I like that wording. Rumbles of thunder.
Yeah, well, I've used it before. I think that's a term that Jay Searles used quite a bit, too. So
when he was here, yeah.
Well, basically, what I just didn't want to say thunderstorms because it gets over. I think we're just going to have a continuous rain, but every once in a while there could be some thunder embedded in that. So that's but thunderstorms usually just means a thundery storm comes in and rains for a while and it goes away. I think we're going to have more of a steady rain this afternoon, and at times